fuel. It's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember.
Yay! It's Operation Warm Up. This is Wednesday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, warming you up for whatever it is that you will have to approach, helping you with another great American day. The terminology or the usage of that phrase is not patented, nor is it trademarked by me. But I think after watching some of that stuff from that debate and listening to some of the excerpts last night... My God, what a waste of time.
Dude, I thought they were going to start punching each other. Did you see
what
how
waste
they got?
Of these people. They don't even begin to understand that, as David Gergen said, the only winner last night was Barack Obama. Talk about giving it to him on a platter.
No,
it's
you
a good thing the election's
winner?
Not today. Who's the winner?
The winner, I think, and he's totally changed my mind about him, is Newt Gingrich. He's calm. He doesn't sling mud.
Yep.
And he just explains everything. I can't even believe I'm saying it, but he performs well.
His personal life is a shambles, but he's the smartest one for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, maybe it's Herman Cain is unfortunately, or I mean, he's got some good ideas, and I like his presence.
Mm-hmm.
But
I like him too.
There's too many things. You see this is not a political show, so people know that we don't get off onto these tangents. But one of the things that is very apparent is that the connections that he has, it's kind of like the tainting of George Soros on the left. The Koch brothers have the same taint on the right. And even though they've been responsible for lots of the things the Tea Party has done, in generic ways, their social agenda, forget about business and forget about taxes and that sort of thing, which are basically what the American people want. But then they start digging around in things like abortion and some of the fringe issues that turn people off. This is not about any of those things. Where we are right now is strictly about jobs and the economy. Period. End of story. And the rest of it is all...
Security. Border security.
Okay, maybe security.
And Herman Cain and his electrified fence.
Yeah, right. Somebody sent me an email. What do you mean you have electric fence around your pastures, the cows? What happens to them? I will tell you, when they touch the fence once, they don't touch it again.
They never touch it again.
They don't touch it again. Go messing around. Okay, so let's get started with some things... It would be, I guess, in the food for thought department. Jennifer Horn is here with me. Richie in the studio there. We are focused on, as I said, helping you have a warm, amazing, productive day. How do you know is a great thing, is a series of clues on Yahoo Health today that I just stumbled upon. And what a great way for us to get people to focus on the do-do-do's. Remember that song, the do-run-run? This could be a song about the do-do-do's, the do-do-do's, the do-do-do's, the do-do-do's.
You're singing a song about doo-doo today?
Doo-doo. All right. Number one, there are a number of ways that you can figure that you'll live to 100. And if you aren't doing these things and you want to live to be 100, some people don't want to live to be 100. I happen to want to live to be 100, long as I'm healthy. And I would think you would the same, Jennifer, or anybody who's having a good life, being productive, enjoying what's going on, loves his or her family, wants to spend as much time around them as possible. So if that's you, if you want to be in that circle, then the first thing you can consider is how many folks in your family tree, have lived a long, healthy, productive life. Not sick and old, but well and old. The 100-plussers all have... families that have been successful when it comes to living longer. Right. It's a genetic thing. Right. Exactly. So that's number one. Number two, the next time you go for a walk, pace yourself. Find out how fast you're walking and how far you're walking, especially if you are in your 70s. People in their 70s they ought to be able to walk 3 to 4 feet per second. They have those pedometers that you can put on. Do you put them on your ankle? You must put them on your ankle.
You put them in your pocket or on your belt buckle.
Oh, do you? You can do that, too?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that you want to be able to strive. Your stride is something to strive for. Got it? Next, do you have a lot of people that you love and spend time with in your life? Who? Here's the question. Who do you spend time with and who do you like? Michael, this would be a good one for you. Because I'm not sure, other than the people at work, I don't know that much about your private life. You may have parties in your house every day.
Oh, all the time.
But I'm guessing a lot of people who are not socially engaged will lose when it comes to the life extender department. If you're by yourself and don't have people around you, well, Michael works around a pretty good group of people, and that's probably...
Do you want me to get you some tissue, Michael? Are you okay?
I just think that's something to think about. Okay, next item. You're much more likely to be 100 if you are a woman or you have estrogen. And I guess that's pretty much going to be women.
Okay.
Too much testosterone cuts your likely life cycle to less than 100. And that we were talking, wasn't it yesterday we were talking about testosterone? I think we were. And how much you have and what you need. And so a lot of people, as they lose it, a lot of men lose testosterone as they get older. You got to have a certain amount. But if you have too much, and estrogen is something that men don't have much of. I don't know. Injections of testosterone. Can you get estrogen pills or
I think
injections?
So, because I think I'm taking some right now, actually.
Really? Anybody know? 800-510-8255. I would like to know. If there has to be.
I think that's what, I really think that's what, like, birth control pills are, is estrogen.
Are they? Okay. All right. So you want to live to be old? Get on birth control. All right. Next. Women, again, in the focus. If you've had a child after the age of 35, you are more likely to live to be 100 than if you had all your children before you were 35. That's what isn't conventional wisdom. Is it? Isn't it? A lot of people figure if they. My daughter and I have had this conversation. She's over 35, but she's not really worried. She was fixated on it for a while, and then she sort of got off of it. It's harder to have a child, I think, when you're older, isn't it? But it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It
Absolutely.
Isn't when
After
you
35.
Right. But the other side of it is that it apparently preps you for living to be older, for whatever the reason.
Well, because you have more to live for, probably.
I guess that's it, yeah. There's this thing about children of gray hairs. That's the, I don't know if you've heard that expression before, children of parents who are gray haired. There seems to be this guy. I was seeing somebody who had before been married to somebody who was about my age, and they had a child together. And it didn't work out for the two of them, but it worked out well because this father was so attentive. Younger men, as they have families, are not as attentive to children as older men are. Did you know that? It makes good sense when you think about it. Older men often have more time to spend with children. So a younger woman marrying an older man wanting to have children is a good combination. Whatever else goes into that reality, that's a good way to have children if you want the children to grow up healthy and happy and hearty. All right, next. The year that you were born is very important. A young girl born in England this year has a 1 in 3 chance of living to 100. If you were born in Asia or areas where there is Africa, for example, some areas in South America, 67% chance that you will not see that 100 mark. But it's interesting, a lot of people in Asia, Japan, and China, Tibet, some of the areas like that, those places
so healthy.
Seem to encourage or seem to experience longevity. But then there are the coastal areas where there's lots of, in China, my God, you can't see the sky in some of these towns and cities where there's so much industry, the pollution's so bad, people don't live to be 45, 50 years old. All right, next, do you worry, not a lot, but some, worry apparently is good.
It's one of my favorite hobbies.
Is worrying?
It? Oh, good.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
You gotta, exactly. Your weight You have to, if you're slightly overweight, you have a better chance of living to be 100. Whatever the tables say, if you're slightly over what the table says, like 112% of whatever your body weight is. So let's say you weigh 100, and that's what you're supposed to weigh if you're 5 feet tall. What actually leads to longevity is if you weigh 112 and you're 5 feet tall. All right, you get that? Let's see here. There's one other thing. Are you a positive person? How do you see the day? How do you see your life? If you have a lousy attitude, it takes years away from your life. If you've got an upbeat life and feel good about things, it adds years, not months, but years to your life. All right? So there are some practical things for us to think out. If you start your day, take one of those things and see what you can do with it. 18 after on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new books!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project, the right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
It's the Goosebump Radio Program.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portion
portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
To find out where Madison, Maine is, where they're going to open this topless coffee shop. Jeff, I understand, is in Madison, Maine. Hi, Jeff.
How you doing?
Yeah, do you know anything about this coffee shop more than what I know?
Yeah, my wife told me not to go in.
So now, next spring, we could open the Boob and Lube there, the car wash.
That would work.
Right? Yeah, I think that would be good.
My wife
there.
Wouldn't let me go there either.
Boobies.
So the first time you hear the concept of Halloween when you're a kid, remember the first time you even heard about it? It's like, your brain can't even... What is this? Who's giving out candy? Someone's giving out candy? Who is giving out this candy? Everyone that we know is just giving out candy? I gotta be a part of this. Take me with you. I want to do it. I'll do anything they want. I can wear that.
A Christian group is promoting what they say is a godly alternative to Halloween. They're calling it Jesus-ween. Jesus-ween, yeah. Meanwhile, the children in this Christian group are calling it bull.
All right. 25 after Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Halloween is a week from Monday, right? Isn't it Halloween on a Monday?
It is. I can't believe it.
Ugh. Yeah. All right. So the video of the day today, Jennifer, is more than pluperfect, more than superb, more than engaging, more than enrapturing. This video, if you don't think this isn't one of the best Halloween costumes you've ever seen, you are a loser. This is the best, if not the best costume, the best Transformer costume you've ever seen. Watch the video at DougSteffen.com. Watch this right now. Watch this child, young person, actually transform himself. He's, when you first watch the video, this person is standing up in front of a Chevrolet dealership. And during the course of the video, it doesn't take too long. It takes 60 seconds or so. Michael, are you watching it now? If you watch this, the fellow in the costume turns into a car. It's I saw it yesterday and thought to myself, my God, how do they do this? It's so clever. Ingenuity lives. So check it out, the video of the day at DougSteffen.com. And because of that, we ask our question on the poll. Position, are you planning to dress up for Halloween? A, of course, we do it every year. This is for adults, I guess, as well as children. B, maybe, but I haven't decided what I'm going to go or wear as yet. Go as or wear. C, I doubt it, I have to work. D, no, Halloween is for children. How many people go This next, not this weekend, but next weekend, there are Halloween parties for adults all over the place.
I usually have Halloween parties.
Do you?
This year, my mom's turning 60
Saturday,
actually, if you're in town, Dougie. Mm-hmm. And so we're having a 60s theme party.
This Saturday?
I'm going to be a hippie this year. This Saturday.
Oh. Hey, maybe I will come. It's Brendan's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some, I'm not sure what we're doing. But I may be doing.
Bring him. Dress him as a hippie.
Yeah. I talked to him last night. He's got some kind of. He's now working around a lot of homeless people and a lot of people whose health is not so great. So he caught something. It sounded like the Yucca Bunga plague. Mm-hmm. Hey, all right. One other poll possibility. Why wait? You could be in costume right now, practicing, right? So those are choices.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Tell us about your dress-up mode for Halloween. The poll at DougStephan.com. Yesterday, the bizarre beers. Which bizarre beer would you be most willing to try? 38% of you said none of what you offered. They sound awful. 15% said I'd try them all. 10% said pizza beer. 8% said porterhouse oyster stout. 7% said bacon beer. 6% said cream brulee. Chili beer got to about, 11%, and peanut butter beer got a couple of percentage points. So at least we had people thinking it through. A lot of people like beer. I had some response even in the form of an email, which I'll get to in a few minutes here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're ready for a new and really different way to experience our national parks, I bet you haven't considered visiting a park's watchtowers. Although most watchtowers are used for spotting fires, a good portion of them are actually being rented out to you. Head over to the Black Mountain Lookout in California's Sierra Nevada mountain range, where their tower has views of Honey Lake to the north and Last Chance Creek to the south. The tower accommodates up to 4 people. It's equipped with electricity, 2 beds, a small stove and refrigerator, even a vault toilet system. But campers, you got to beware. Not all watchtowers are generously equipped like that. To rough it a little more, then check out the Herz Mountain Lookout on the Cascade Mountain Range in California. You'll have to hike a quarter of a mile on a steep trail in a high cliff area danger zone. Inside the tower, you get 2 twin beds, but no linens, bedding, cooking facilities, water, or electricity. This is truly BYO. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Final round time. If 2's company and 3's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah!
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Can't believe I'm pulling this off after all these years. So glad I got that personal loan from One Main Financial.
Can I take this blindfold off?
Let me help you.
We're going on a cruise.
No, dear. The honeymoon we never took.
You've made promises. We can help you keep them. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of all agents.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Today is the day to start the next chapter in your life. And as a way for us to be in touch, connect with you, Jennifer and Richie and I encourage you to send any communication to us that you would like, whether it's on Facebook.
Smoke signals.
Well, yeah, right, exactly. Calls to 800-510-8255 are cool. Let's see here. We have time for a 2020 news quiz question before we get to some of your emails. So let's get to the event that was the defining event of the day. This day, 1970. It's New York City. Something pretty exciting happened on this day, and I don't know if I need to give you any more hints than that. It has been a very interesting story, the story of this event starting on this day in 1970. Hmm. So you have, we're talking about October 19th, that's what today is, right? So you take October 19th, 1970, and go to New York City and see what the story is. 800-510-8255. If I talk too much more about it, makes it too easy, and I don't want to do that, because I'm not into easy. I'm into thinking, reasoning. New York, New York, I love it in New York.
1970.
Right. So you've got the, Richie's doing his work, and you can do your work, 800-510-8255 for the Doug Steffen Prize if you have figured out what this is, or if you will figure out what it is. Meanwhile, while you're thinking about it.
There was a SmackDown taping of the WWE, is that what you're talking about?
Ooh, fun. Yeah.
Right, McManus versus whom?
Let me see. I don't know.
All right.
Triple H.
Hit the email button, Richie, if you will, please, because I would like to respond to those who are responding to what we're doing. I think response is important on both ways.
Email.
Both ends.
We get your email every day.
Ding dong.
Here's your mail today.
Here is a gentleman who's upset at what we said about eating and driving. Seriously, man, what attention mentally do you need to eat? We do it every day, starting at day one. Spouse telling you she's divorcing you in traffic on your phone is a bit more serious than eating a chocolate bar. Try doing something difficult like mental arithmetic on the phone with somebody negotiating a heavy high-speed, a big-time deal in high-speed traffic. That's dangerous. But eating? No. That's Mike who's...
Again...
It just depends what you're eating.
Right.
How messy is it?
Yeah, if you're eating a burger from Wendy's,
right,
not so hard.
All over the place. Well, right. No, there's slop and goo hang coming all out of the grease on the burger.
Good point. If you're eating a burger with everything, lettuce, mustard, ketchup, mayo, onions, tomatoes, you know, everything, yeah, that's going to be an issue.
Or you could have held... What's the old jingle?
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, come on.
Special orders, don't forget us.
But see, that's what Jen and I were talking about.
Yeah.
We don't get drive-thrus at Taco Bell.
You can eat a taco. Yeah.
Yeah. That thing's a mess.
I just, you know, I understand what this guy is saying, but if you don't care, and I will agree with him, if you don't care if you get your outfit dirty, then I guess it doesn't matter. But if you're trying to maintain some sort of, like, cleanliness, I think it's risky to eat and drive.
All right. So that's our feeling about eating and driving, a discussion that we had earlier in the week here on Good Day. Here's an email from Carol. Good morning, Doug. I'd like to comment on your thoughts about children and television. I, too, agree with you. Limiting television time, especially with the young, is important. However, I feel this may be an exception, and by no means would I endorse this. My grandson is still a babbler at age 3, been to speech classes for a year. There was no medical reason found. He began to watch TV programs on Nick Jr. Within a month, he was pronouncing words and able to tell us things that he wanted. He's now been watching it for 4 months, and wow, what a difference. He sings. He knows his colors. He can count to 12. We continue to work with him, and he's still in speech class. I think that's okay. Nick, what is Nickelodeon, right? Isn't that what that
Nickelodeon,
is?
Nickelodeon, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nickelodeon's a good channel, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But the age is 3, and it's helping at 3.
Right.
What we're saying is don't let, if you haven't heard that conversation or seen the information about it, if you're a parent and you're letting your children, wasn't it yesterday, I think, or a day
it was
before?
The day before?
It was. It was yesterday.
It was?
Oh.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. The important thing is that what, and this isn't important because I said it, it's important because it's important. Nothing to
this
do with
story
it.
Was talking about kids before the age of 1.
2. No.
No,
before the
one.
Age of 2.
Mm-mm.
Yes, 2.
Okay.
You want to, should we have a... How about a Rick Perry, Mitt Romney exchange?
Yeah, SmackDown.
Huh? What a couple of beauties, man, I'll tell you. I'm watching that stuff. As David Gergen said, the only guy who won last night was Obama.
Well,
yeah.
You got to know they're all going after Mitt right now.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway. Where was I? Oh, 2 or 1.
Whatever.
2. Don't let your children watch television. Do not let them sit in front of a computer screen.
The whole...
Because it jumbles and bumbles up the system, the wiring, the brain's not complete yet. Yeah, Rich.
The whole premise of the article, or the finding of the article, was that before the age of 1, they can't comprehend the sounds and sights coming out of it yet. Mm-hmm. They're little brains.
I think Dr. Ken will have something to say about this in a few minutes. Okay, next, here's Tom, who apparently was listening to us. He's in St. Charles, Illinois. Thanks for mentioning our beer. We currently sell it in the Chicago area at select Whole Foods markets. We are also sold in Michigan and California. One restaurant in California uses our beer in its pizza crust. The restaurant has a pizza beer theme. Out of all of those beers, I bet we're the only 2-person corporation in the whole bunch. We've managed to contract outside companies to produce our beer and pizza-making kits. We work from home, no office. The Ultima hauls hundreds of pounds of flour around. We appreciate you, and... thank you for airing it. Now, that has to do with our poll yesterday. We were talking about the various types of beers, right? We featured that discussion, and we asked the question, and pizza beer came in at 10%. In other words, the question, which of these beers would you be most willing to try, was what we asked you yesterday on the poll at DougStefan.com. And 10% of you said pizza beer. And the fellow who started the pizza beer concept is a fellow named Tom, who's in Illinois. And he listens to the Good Day program.
Very cool, Tom.
So there you are, Tom. Good luck with
you.
Send
me some pizza beer.
Yeah, right. Bet you'd be a willing receptacle for
Absolutely.
Any of that stuff at any time. Tom and Athena, his wife, are the ones who are doing the pizza beer. Pizza beer. That sounds good. Even say pizza beer.
Yeah, pizza beer. Pizza
it doesn't
beer.
Sound good, but it does sound interesting.
Pizza beer.
I want to try it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the winning one in our poll, though. That's the one people said
pizza
they'd most
beer.
Like to try.
Oh, what's, hey, pizza and beer go together.
Pizza beer.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Doug.
Uh-oh.
Maybe I should just say, thanks for your letter, Joseph Medhi of Olympia Fields, Illinois. WHFB. Which is in, actually, that's in Cross Lake, Michigan. All right, anyway, so some of your stuff is hilarious at best. Jennifer gathering her information. I can picture her in her aluminum curlers, pink robe and fuzzy slippers, sipping coffee and wading through a stack of newspapers, gathering her information. Is that how you would...
That's me, except without the curlers.
No curlers.
Yes.
Have you ever worn those?
No.
Huh? What is there about?
I have worn curlers. Yeah, I used to wear those spongy curlers, but I just, you know, it hurts, and I will use a curling iron.
Really? All right, let's see here. Alan Couture, C-O-U-T-U-R-E. Where is Alan? I'm not sure he says where he is. Here, he's a, not a fan of my information on mercury fillings. Excuse me. In fact, he says there's absolutely no evidence to support your quack opinion regarding fillings. According to various doctors, there's no scientific evidence to support this opinion. None. Please check the facts before you give quacks a forum for their nonsense. Your buddy Uri Geller is just as bad. I can't believe you think he can bend spoons with his brain. Come on, Doug. Really? This guy, obviously, Alan, you've been with Uri Geller, haven't you? Have you watched this? Richie, you've been with Uri Geller. Is he a fraud?
I don't know whether he does it with his brain, with his toes, with the power coming out of his butt. He can bend spoons, and it's not like he's using his hands to physically manipulate
It's.
I can't explain it. Whatever it is, he does it.
Yep. By the way, Alan says, I'm a loyal listener, can't stand nonsense, that's why I don't listen to Rush. Okay.
Aw.
Let's see here. Steve Miller. Richie?
Oh, really?
Good name.
I love Steve Miller.
Yeah. Let's see here. I think you guys are
Great
missing.
Band.
Whatever the first line is, I think you guys are missing the boat. Do
on
I read
what?
Further? Facts.
Yeah. What kind of boat are we missing? Okay.
I think apparently. Well,
I'd agree.
What, on facts? No. This
what
guy,
else has he got to
no,
say?
This guy says that we have a narrow, I think he's not talking about we, I think he's talking about me. Narrow perspective on the issues of the day. The government is here to protect its citizens.
Yeah.
How does that differ from what I don't know. Of course that's what we're... That government, that's all the government ought to do, is protect its citizens.
Wow.
Instead it protects a lot of big moneyed interests, and that's why the protests are going on. And by the way, the protests, these Occupy Wall Street protesters, there's no agenda. Some people are there to protest some things. Other people there to protest other things. Is there a clear, concise agenda that all of them are on the same? No, not at all. There are a lot of people. I was listening to an interview with one guy who was there protesting the very same things that I would protest if I were out there.
The people in the street may not have a clear agenda, but don't worry. There's somebody organizing this and who has an agenda.
Really?
Sure.
And how
would
you know that, Rich?
You're smart. Get it.
You smart fellow, Rich McFadden.
I have my moments.
I know you do. That's true.
Yeah.
All right. This guy wants to go on and on about abortion. I don't want to talk about that. All right. Go call another program.
Love your greatest hits album, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve Miller. Dr. Ken around in a moment here on Good Day.
You know you got to go through hell before you get to heaven.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, so the answer to our 2020 news quiz, One World Trade Center opened up to its first tenants on this day in 1970. Started construction in 1966.
Wow.
And it took them 4 years to build this thing. How long is it going to take them to build a replacement for it? That's a four-year job, too, I think.
It looks great. I just saw it. It looks awesome.
110 stories. The World Trade Center opened on this date in 1970.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Welcome, my friends, to my chocolate factory.
That's Gene Wilder in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, now in a Blu-ray DVD box set. Wilder himself wrote the scene where Wonka first appears, first limping on a cane, then doing a somersault. And he told me why.
Because from that time on, no one, including the audience, will know whether I'm lying or telling the truth.
Johnny Depp was good, but for me, Gene Wilder will always be the real Willy Wonka. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Kevin Bacon and January Jones are super in X-Men First Class. Kevin Spacey drives Jason Bateman nuts in Horrible Bosses. Brad Pitt branches out in The Tree of Life. And Frances McDormand gets into gear in Transformers The Dark of the Moon. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert here on the Good Day Program, here every day to overview the important news from the world of medicine and to prove, Richie, that I, your host, am a genius. How many times over the last four or five years, have you heard me say that children under the age of two ought to have no connection to a screen, television, computer, or otherwise?
You're a genius.
Any circumstance. Dr. Ken, would you like to prove that your host is a genius?
Well, at the minimum, you agree with the largest U.S. pediatric...
Wait a minute. What do you mean at the minimum?
At the minimum.
I'm a man who talks in fact.
Excuse me.
You at least agree with the largest U.S. pediatricians group, the American Academy of Pediatrics, based on about 50 studies. They've concluded that screen viewing can be linked to slower language development. The group of doctors has also warned parents, this is the big news, to be aware of the negative effects their own screen watching can have on their children. It's called secondhand TV. When the TV is on, Doug, the parent is talking less. The less talking time a child has, the poorer their language development is.
Right. That's very, very true. All right. So anything that I've read and presented on this before now, Richie, you know that it's been proven.
You are unbelievably good.
Most of the things that come out of my mouth are absolutely undeniable facts.
Yep. It's amazing.
This goes to the... What are you laughing at? This goes to the next item. Pam Popper was telling us earlier this week about mammograms, and although it's not your area of expertise, Dr. Ken, because you're a cardiologist, I'm sure that you've examined... this isn't going to sound right. Your share of mammograms in your time? I don't know. Just go with it.
Absolutely. You know, it's an organ close to my heart.
Of course it is, yes.
This is out of the Annals of Internal Medicine this week. This story just doesn't stop giving. Getting screening mammograms every 2 years instead of annually, the word is, reduces the chances of a false alarm. But the frequency out of the government, and I guess we're running out of time.
Well, sorry, go ahead.
The frequency out of this U.S. Preventive Service Task Force in 2009 recommended that women routinely get screening mammograms every other year starting at age 50. But the problem is you're going to miss a lot of things if you wait till 50 instead of 40 and not do them yearly. Talk to your doctor about this. This is a very controversial recommendation.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
On the floor here. It's 53 past the hour.
What are you doing on the floor?
Organizing my things to take with me on the trip.
You usually do that on the floor, huh?
I usually do, yeah. Things are spread out all over the floor.
I'm sure.
And Charlotte's happy to be helping me out here. I'd like to, there must be some picture somewhere of a dog and a computer. Some dog, like we see just dogs playing piano.
Yeah, just go to Google and put in dog, computer, and then click on the pictures thing. You'll get thousands of them.
Technology, isn't it a wonderful thing? And that's what we spend our time on during this part of the Good Day program, as we start out by listening to some of the pithy information that Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, has researched. For example, the question of the day today, Richie.
Yeah.
Do you know about the other new technology that Apple released last week? It was not only the iPhone. Didn't we talk about it's for iOS or something? What is that thing?
iOS 5.
iOS 5.
Yeah, I do know about their new technology they released last week, and I'll tell you why it doesn't work for me.
Really? Alex is going to tell us what it is and what you can do with it from his perspective. So we have two bits of research.
Ooh, and I'm also going to tell you which printer stands at the customer service is great.
Oh, good. All right. So what do we need to know? You will find out what you need to know, because we have the two different approaches to this piece of equipment coming right up, starting with Alex Goldfein here on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Prizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Apple's new iPhone 4S has received a lot of coverage, naturally, but there's another new technology from Apple that's been somewhat overlooked. Launched last week along with the new iPhone is Apple's web technology called iCloud. The New York Times reviewed the service last week, and I'd like to tell you about it now. Basically, think of iCloud as your personal storage space in the internet sky. You can put all your files there, and your photos, which, by the way, you can set your iPhone, iPad, and computer to automatically synchronize all new pictures to the iCloud and then update all of your devices. It's called PhotoStream, and a new photo from one iPhone, for example, appears on all of your devices instantly. That's very cool. It also keeps your calendar, address book, and documents updated and synchronized on all of your devices constantly. And get this, iCloud is free, completely and totally free. You set it up once, and then you never have to think about it again. I'm Alex Goldfein.
All right, so Richie, you
wanted... wrong. I thought he was going to talk about Siri, which is the personal assistant, where you can speak into your phone and say, I have an appointment on Wednesday at 2 p.m. here.
Mm-hmm.
And that has not been working for me. I haven't updated to the iOS 5, and I don't know whether that has anything to do for it, with it. But it says server cannot maintain connection.
Yeah.
So I have to look into that a little bit. But I will tell you, I bought an Epson printer a little over a year ago, probably 15 months ago, and I don't use it a lot. And one of the reasons I don't use it a lot is because it doesn't work well.
Good reason not to use it a lot.
the ink dries up in the cartridges.
Ah,
so
handy.
You have to clean the heads and all this other stuff. So I finally called Epson, and I'm like, listen, I don't use the printer a lot. They sent me all new ink. And they say, if this doesn't resolve it, call us back, and we will make sure that your printer works for you. Basically saying, we'll send you a new printer. But because I don't use the printer but every 3 or 4 months, the ink dries up, you have to clean the heads and do all this other stuff, usually most companies would say, not our problem. But these guys stand right behind us. So Epson printers, I'll stick with you.
All right, the story at DougStefan.com about a Texas man who was arrested for battery after he hit his wife because she did not respond to his Facebook status.
Beautiful.
Battery charges. Police say he hit his wife, pulled her hair because she would not respond. Let's see here. The man's name is 36-year-old Benito Oplinar of Pecos, Texas, arrested following a fight. The lady that he was fighting with was Dolores Oplinar, who that would make sense.
So if he's close enough to hit her, why didn't he just ask her whatever he was asking her on Facebook?
She did not click on the like status button. The complaint said he told his wife that he was unhappy that she didn't respond as others did. Police say that's where the fight began. Can you imagine anything that stupid?
Oy. Duh.
Anyway, the story's at DougStefan.com, 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
How would